Eye in the Sky is the latest from director Gavin Hood, who is known for Ender's Game and X-Men Origins Wolverine. A South African native, Hood has used his native land and actors to create a new version of an old genre, the war movie. Eye in the Sky immediately places the viewer into the beginning stages of a military drone operation being run by the Brits, but as the viewer is taken on a quick round-the-world tour of all the groups involved, it becomes clear that this is a multinational operation. The operation is centered in Kenya, where several terrorists high on the most wanted list are meeting in a house in a small village. The initial purpose of the operation is to capture the terrorists. This event is to be witnessed by several high-ranking government ministers and a general watching via live video feed in England. When the combined Allied forces make an unexpected discovery and a young girl sets up a table to sell bread next to the house, the situation escalates beyond anything the Allied groups anticipated. Eye in the Sky proves to be a great military thriller as the groups in England, Hawaii, Nevada, and Kenya come together to capture these terrorists with minimal collateral damage. But as the situation escalates, however, the film becomes much more than just a good tale. It becomes a platform for debate about the rules of engagement and the non-financial costs of war. At times, the situation is laughable and unbelievable, but at the same time, the viewer realizes that the grotesque truth is, this is reality. The screenplay by Guy Hibbert does a superb job of turning a good story into a very apropos treatise of current political and military issues. By looking at an individual operation during one day, the screenplay brilliantly scales down the issues for the viewer and provides them an understanding of the debate about warfare. What level of force is appropriate? Is targeted assassination ever warranted? Do the rules change when terrorists hold friendly passports or are operating in friendly nations? What level of collateral damage is appropriate? Is an individual life worth less than a group of lives? What happens when the rules and laws change? What is the cost to individuals involved? These are only some of the myriad of questions this film addresses. What are the answers? Well, that's left to the viewer to ponder. For those of you with Big Brother is Watching paranoia, this film will not help you get over that. Director Hood went to great lengths to make this film accurate. All of the technology in this film, from the missile-equipped drone to the Hummingbird and the Beetle drones, exist, although they may not actually be in use. As complex as the drone technology and the subsequent issues of its use are, the film also accurately portrays that something as mundane as a battery can be a real game-changer. The cast is equally compelling as the story. Helen Mirren, as usual, is powerful and strong as the colonel in charge of calling the shots. Many other actors are not known here in the States, but they all give great performances. My favorites are Aisha Takau as the little girl in the center of the debate, and Barkhad Abdi as Jama Farah, an on-site operative. Perhaps the most significant performance is that of the late Alan Rickman as Lieutenant General Benson. This is his last on-screen performance, and it is every bit what viewers have come to expect from this incredible man. Along with the cast driving the story, I would be remiss if I didn't mention the power of the film's score by Paul Hepker and Mark Killian. Recorded by the Budapest Orchestra, the music surges with power and is as haunting as the story and the issues. Eye in the Sky is a good war film, but this is a very different war, a war that is fought remotely by a few people sitting in cubicles who will go home at the end of their shift. In the end, though, not being in the trenches makes no difference. As Alan Rickman's character says, never tell a soldier he does not know the cost of war. Eye in the Sky is a riveting 102 minutes in length and is rated R for some violent images and language. This is Libby Wadman with the Friday Film Review, sponsored by the Park City Film Series, reminding you that film is always fun and fascinating.